Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Break down! Go ahead, give it to me. Break down! I take me
Mr. Penny bringing us back 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Phyllis Green's our guest, our good friend, our new friend, longtime Brain Trust, soon-to-be longtime Brain Trust member. I'll say it that way because we're going to have her back. She has a lot more to teach us, folks. I've already seen several things in her book that she's going to be able to come back, and she's agreed to come back and join us in the weeks and months ahead to talk to us about some more about what she's learned. She is has a great wealth of information that you and I can benefit from. Phyllis Green, thanks again for being here. Congratulations on your new book, Fired at 50, A Survivor's Guide to Prosperity. I'm sure it's available wherever books are sold.
It's on Amazon.com, right. BarnesandNoble.com, and then some local bookstores, but the best bet is Amazon.com.
Amazon, so check that out, folks. Phyllis, the story, folks, is about being a successful professional, an executive, and at 50, her whole professional world come tumbling down when she gets fired. Does that sound familiar? It sure as heck does to me. And then she turned around and started her own business, an ad marketing agency in Florida. You moved from New York to Florida, and
right.
Completely repositioned yourself in physically and professionally. Talk to us about what was going on as you built your business from literally whole cloth into one that ultimately was acquired by another company.
Well, I had no choice but to start small and pay people very little, but motivate them with a high commission. So that to me was a good formula. Bring a few people in, but of course you work 70-80 hours a week. You know that, Jim.
Mm-hmm.
Just go, and also stay with what you know best. I think sometimes people make a mistake when they try and reinvent themselves. They don't really look deep enough inside themselves and say, what do I know best? What am I most comfortable with? What's my expertise? So sometimes stay with what you know best. I had opportunities to go into a different field, to retail.
Right.
And I thought, you know what? Advertising is tough. Marketing is tough. You're selling your knowledge, your time, your expertise. But if you can talk the talk and walk the walk. So when I started small, I remember buying a typewriter from Home Shopping Network. Those were the days. It's an electric typewriter. You relate to that.
Yeah.
And typing my proposals, making the phone calls, going to Kinko's, having them printed, going home, putting a dress on, and going out and presenting.
All that. Yep.
And just also being persistent. I mean, there's an old saying, the first sale starts with a no. Well, you know, you get the no's, but eventually you're going to get a maybe and a yes.
If you keep asking enough people, you'll get yeses. And I used to go out. I had a consulting company. My first business was a consulting company, and I would go and sell the consulting work during the day, and then I'd go home at night and do the work at night.
Well, that's
all night long.
and then
up and deliver it the next morning.
That's exactly. But you know, in hindsight. I was fortunate. I dug deep into it was retail, real estate marketing here in South
mm-hmm.
Florida, which was very hot. But after several years of success, maybe 5-6 years, I didn't diversify.
That's the thing.
If I look back, I should have said, "Gee, we're having a couple good years now. Our receivables are looking good. Let's go after other types of business, other industries, other niches, tourism,
mm-hmm.
healthcare." But I could see so much success in the residential real estate,
right.
The condos, the country
club. You got seduced
club.
into being complacent a little, didn't you?
That's right. Well, it was easy because the money was rolling in.
Right.
I was hiring more people. But I was hiring people who had expertise in the field that I did.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd say, you know, if I had to do it differently or give advice, you know, after you have a few good years and you're feeling a little more comfortable and you can take that vacation, it's time to go outside your comfort zone.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have to go to seminars or get back to take some classes, learn about other businesses. And you have the office space now. You have a few people who know what they're doing, and elevate yourself.
Well,
I did, and it worked out, but I should have done that.
Well, that's an important mistake to recognize, and we've all done it. And you know, the thing about it today, Phyllis, is that there is no opportunity for you to sit around and sort of be proud of what you've accomplished for very long,
right,
because things
right.
are changing so fast. You talked about reinventing yourself. One of the things that I remind people about is it's okay to fall in love with what you do, but you can't fall in love with how you do it.
Well,
that's kind of what you just said.
That's a good metaphor, because I realized, too, just as being fired changed my life, I feel in the book that some of the lessons I learned will help people manage changes that everybody will relate to.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it could be a new job, moving to a new city, being hired, being fired, being rehired, that everyone has experiences that change our lives forever. And I really believe it's how we deal with these changes that determine our personal mm-hmm. and professional path mm-hmm. to prosperity.
That's exactly right. Now, everyone has the same challenges, or they have the they have challenges, whether they're the same or not. The question is not whether you're going to have them. The question is how you're going to deal with them, right?
How you deal with them. And
yeah.
That's why even the title to me, Fired at 50, is really symbolic. It's a metaphor for a life-changing event.
Mm-hmm.
And sure, everyone can relate to a life-changing event.
Absolutely.
We all experience them.
Hey, Phyllis, as I said earlier, you got a lot more to teach us, so come back soon.
Oh, thank you so much, Jim. It's been a pleasure.
You have a website you want to give us, please?
Yes. It's fired50.com.
All right. And that's the title of the book.
That's the name of the book.
Phyllis Green is the author. She's very inspiring, folks. You'll like the book, and she'll be back another day. See you next time, Phyllis.
Thank you, Jim.
Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.